Unlock the past and safeguard your memories with scanmyphotos.com. Here's our special promo code, GODIGITAL, to get a whopping up to 50% off your photo scanning order. Don't let your cherished moments fade away. Digitize them now with precision and care. Whether it's old slides, photos, or films, bring them into the digital age and relive those precious memories. This is an affiliate promotion, meaning we may earn a commission if you take advantage of this fantastic deal. Act fast, preserve your history, and save big with Go Digital at scanmyphotos.com. Hi, I'm Maureen Taylor, the photo detective. I really love family photographs, all of them. From the mystery images you find in shoeboxes and albums, to the pictures you snap with your digital devices. No mystery is too small. A simple question about an image can lead to new stories of your ancestors. This means you can count on me to help you identify the people in them, offer solutions for preserving and organizing them, and yes, even guide you in the various ways to gather and share picture stories with your relatives. My guest today is Elizabeth Swanee O'Neill of The Heart of the Family. And Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining me on The Photo Detective.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
I saw your blog post, Five Things to Do with Relatives at Roots Tech. And someone hasn't tried this yet. It's actually really cool. And I was very excited about your blog post because I really like relatives at Roots Tech.
Me too.
But why don't you tell us what it is, how to get involved with it? And I know it's only good until the end of March 2024. This is a Roots Tech thing. But what's the first steps someone should do?
Well, the first step that someone should do is to register for the Roots Tech conference. And I know it's already over, but you can still register, and there's still lots of content that you can watch, recorded content. So there's lots of things you can do with your Roots Tech registration. And then you need to opt in. So there's a little box that you need to check, and you need to opt in and say that you want to participate. And if you decide later this isn't for you, you can always opt out. And what's really important is that you need to have a family tree on Family Search. So if you don't have this already, you need to either upload your GEDCOM if you have one, or just start building it out and see where you can attach to some other relatives that are already on the Family Search family tree. And then you need to go into the Relatives at Roots Tech page or the Family Search family tree mobile app and start looking for your relatives.
Right. So I did something different with it this year. Instead of being sort of passive about not telling anyone that I was on Relatives at Roots Tech, I put it everywhere on Facebook and my social. I put it in my newsletter and said, are we relatives? Maybe we are. You know, try this and see. And I was surprised at the number of people I was related to, some very distantly, but some not so distantly, and who they were. So it's kind of fun to find out who you're related to in the genealogical community. And as of today, let me just open this, supposedly, according to me, logged in through Relatives at Roots Tech, I have 17,676 relatives that have joined, and you can look at them on a map.
I logged in this morning and I have 29,644. And as of the date that I wrote this blog post, I had nobody on my mother's side, but today I have 10 people on my mother's side.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing, right? I have tons on my mom's side of the family, but hardly any on my dad's side of the family. And I guess my hope, realistic or unrealistic, you can tell me, and you can be quite candid with me, is my thought is this is sort of like throwing everything you've got at your genealogy research and hoping that some of these brick wall things that I can't break down, that somebody might connect to me through Roots Tech, through the relatives at Roots Tech, and have something I don't have.
I think that's a really important thing to remember, because we know our own families better than anybody else. So when you connect with somebody, especially at a website like Relatives at Roots Tech, in theory, that person is also going to be a family historian who's been doing some research and is going to know something about their family. So they are going to know things that you may have been looking for. And it's kind of akin to the olden days where we would send a letter to a cousin and then they would write back and send us some pictures. But this is the 21st century version of doing that. And what's kind of been interesting this year is that in the past, I would get a lot of messages where people would say, "Hey, I'm your ninth cousin. How are we related?" And, you know, I'd look at it and I'd be looking and thinking, I don't think this is right. Who knows?
I have no idea.
But I've gotten some really interesting messages this year. I got one from a lady who wrote a book about one of our ancestors and she wanted to tell me about it. And another guy who has some information that I don't have. So it hasn't just been the waving hi, we're ninth cousins kind of thing.
Or so, 12th cousins.
Possibly verify.
I know how far back I can go on my tree that's verified. Uh-huh. There are lines that I've sort of, forgotten about that I need to work on. But this is a reminder to work on those lines. But this year, I had a third cousin, not a third cousin removed, a third cousin. And I thought, I need to write to this person. And you can do that through the app and through the Relatives at Roots Tech thing. Because how can I have a third cousin that I don't know?
I actually have, I'm really focused on my mom's side of the family because not a lot of research has been done on that side. And I was stunned when I logged in today and I have 4 third cousins on her side of the family, and 3 of them are on a line that I'm actively researching. So I think that what people need to remember to do is when you look at that relationship and determine whether or not that's something that you're interested in, you need to click that little contact button and throw them into your contact list. And I think this is new as of last year, and I'm glad they continued it over, because in the past, when Relatives at Roots Tech went away, if you didn't save that screenshot or somehow chat with that person, they were gone.
Are you saying there's a new thing now that you can actually save the contacts?
Yes. If you click on the contact link, so if you open up somebody's connection, like I've got, let's see, Philip here. And if I click on the contact link, I get a little note that says this person was added to your contacts list. And that will save him. So if I don't have time to reach out before March 31st, I can reach out later.
And where is that contact list?
I think that is under your account. And then there is a link called contacts. So if you click on your picture.
Contacts.
Yep.
There it is. So I click on my picture or my name, and it's the third option down. It says contacts.
Yep. And then you save that person.
And there she is. Well, that's awesome. I was talking to my husband, who's not a genealogist, about this Relatives at Roots Tech thing and this fun thing that I was doing this year about throwing it out there and saying, how many relatives do I have on my mailing list? More than I could have imagined. And I was like, well, I have some third cousins, ninth cousins, eighth cousins, seventh cousins. I mean, you name it, there's cousins, and then they're once removed or not removed or whatever. And he said, oh, that seems pretty distant. And I reminded him that every other year we have a family reunion with his family. And I said, okay, so I just want you to know that all of those people, other than your immediate family, those distant cousins that you have, whether, our fifth cousins. And he goes, come on. I'm like, they're fifth cousins. Would you like me to do the family tree? And I went down the family tree. I'm like, here's the person that started the reunion, then their kids and their kids. I said, these are fifth cousins. I I said, so it's not really that far away if you think about it.
No, and my family's so small that I figure a cousin is a cousin. So I'll take them as far out as I can make that connection.
Right. So what are some other things that people can do with this? Thank you for the tip about the contacts. I'm looking at your article. You've got the how to participate. Now, view your close matches, obviously. But what do you consider a close match? I consider a close match anything like eighth generation and up.
I think I'm kind of looking at the relatives from more of a genetic genealogy perspective. So I'm specifically looking for third and fourth and maybe fifth cousins based on what I'm researching. So those are the people I'm really targeting. Beyond that, you know, it's fun to find them, but that's really not going to help me a lot at this point.
Yeah. I know for me, like I have these brick walls on my dad's side of the family. My mom's side of the family is easier. The French Canadian lines are pretty easy, but my dad's side, there are some people I just can't get beyond. And I'm hoping that someone will link to one of those, as I mentioned, on the paternal side. And it'll be like, oh, let me see if I can prove mm-hmm. a line that they have to see how it hooks up. And so it gives you that option. It tells you how you're related. So if I go to anybody here, oh, here's a fourth cousin that I didn't know about. I can click on, you can chat with them in the app. You can also save that contact, which of course I'm going to do. And then relationship, it shows you this really cool chart through my mom's side of the family, of course. It shows you your line, and then it shows you their line, and then where they intersect.
Yeah, I like to make screenshots of that. And I guess this goes back to the olden days of relatives at Roots Tech, where if you didn't contact the people before the deadline, you lost them. I still like to make the screenshots and put it in my digital files for the family just to remind myself, because, you know, we all get busy and forget to follow up on things. But I'm looking at one guy here that I definitely don't want to miss contacting. So I'm going to make a screenshot of that and stick it in my family file and remind myself to reach out to him.
I think the screenshots are a good idea. Definitely. And then you can take your time. Like I know, like I have proved my line all the way back here, but then this person's line, I sort of know it, but is it correct or is it not? And I guess that's what you have to prove to see.
Yeah, if it's very far back, then it could be kind of sketchy. But if it's fairly recent.
Third, fourth cousin, fifth cousin, yeah, even.
There's a good chance that they might have gotten it right. And you could be looking at some really good information if you reach out.
And as a former archivist, I mean, it's clear that like I have some memorabilia, right? Things get split up every time someone dies. There's a splitting up of whatever there was in the family, photographs, artifacts, clothing, things, Bibles, whatever. And that third or fourth cousin might have something in their possession that relates to that person that you're connected to.
That's very true.
Going to.
You never know.
You never know. I'm always surprised. I've been to people's houses and they say, oh, I have this deed from 1600 and here it is in the living room on the wall. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, the lady that I mentioned earlier who reached out and said that she wrote a book about the family, her book is based on letters that this ancestor wrote. So, I mean, my first question is, where did she get those letters?
Right.
And, you know, my second question is, where can I buy this book? I've got to see these letters.
Or do you think I can have copies?
Yeah. Can you kick me out some of those copies, please?
I mean, Roots Tech does this every year. Hopefully they'll do it again next year. And then if you're in person at Roots Tech, so this is for the virtual connection. But if you happen to be at Roots Tech, it will tell you if these relatives are actually at the conference.
And this year they had a little toggle where you could toggle it so it only showed the people who were physically there at Roots Tech. of course, that sent my results down to practically nothing. So I didn't really use it a lot. But I mean, it's kind of fun if you find this second or third cousin and you want to reach out and meet them in person and in the cousin's corner at the expo hall, then you can find out, oh, this person's here, and make arrangements to meet. So I've never seen that before. I think that was new this year.
Yeah, you've offered some great tips, which are, if you want to be found by your relatives, use your real name.
Yeah, I still have somebody in my contact list named Barry Manilow, B-E-R-R-Y. So Barry, if you're listening, I'd really love to know who you are, because I'm pretty sure I know who you aren't.
And these cousins that you might, these cousins you have met through the relatives at Roots Tech, these are potential DNA matches.
Yes, I have found a few of them in my matches already, and it was really helpful because one in particular didn't have a very good tree at the DNA sites, so it helped me to put him into where he fit in the family tree. But for the most part, I've found that, at least in my case, not a lot of my relatives at Roots Tech are also in my DNA matches. But you can always reach out to those people and ask them if they'll take a test, if they haven't already, if that's where your research is going.
Right. If they've tested, like for the paternal line.
Or if they've tested and they've made it private and they can invite you to view it, then that's good to know too.
That could be helpful. But what about limitations? What are the limitations of relatives at Roots Tech?
Well, the biggest and probably most irritating limitation of relatives at Roots Tech is that it's only as accurate as the family trees that are in the Family Search family tree. So, for example, there is an ancestor linked to one of my ancestors that I know for a fact is incorrect, and I've changed it at least twice, and people have changed it back, so I've given up. And I must have a few thousand matches through that incorrect ancestor. And you know, if somebody contacts me and says I'm related to you through this line, I'll write back and say, sorry, I don't think you are, but
it's not accurate.
Yeah. So you want to make sure that your tree is as accurate as possible. And then you want to verify the other trees and make sure that they're accurate. So like we were talking about earlier, you can't really just take it at face value. You do need to do a little legwork and make sure that it's correct.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that it only shows you 300 matches at a time. So like we discussed earlier, we have thousands of matches. I have over 29,000 matches, but you can only see 300 at a time. So it's not going to show you all 29,000 of your 12th and 13th cousins all the way out there. But if you do play around with the filtering, then you will see different groups in different contexts. So you want to play around with those filters and see who's popping up that you wouldn't have otherwise seen.
Right. So the filtering is by location, by ancestor, by family line.
Yeah. And you can also search for specific attendees at Roots Tech. Like I searched today for Maureen Taylor and I found a Maureen Taylor 5, who I'm pretty sure isn't you.
That is me.
That is you?
Are we relatives?
This distant. I didn't think that was you, so I...
That is me, Maureen Taylor 5. Maureen Taylor underscore 5.
Yep.
That's me.
It is way back there. 11th cousin twice removed.
Oh, geez. On what line is that?
Oddly, not on my Taylor line.
No.
No, it's going through that wrong ancestor.
There we go.
Well, we might connect on a different line.
So if I look at an ancestor, Charles McDuff, for instance, it tells me that I have who he is, my fourth great grandfather, and that I have 9 people that claim that they match to him.
Yeah, that's why it's so important to play around with the filters, because you're going to see different groups of people each time you choose a different filter. So each time you choose a different ancestor, you'll get all the people who are matching up on that line, and you may not have seen them anywhere else.
Mm. Yeah, these are fifth cousins. It's interesting. I need to follow up with these people. I guess I'm going to add them to my contact list.
There you go.
Elizabeth, anything else you want to tell us about relatives at Roots Tech?
Don't wait. It's going away March 31st. Well, last year they extended it by, I think, maybe a couple of weeks. I don't know if they're going to do that this year. So you need to plan that March 31st is when it goes away. And if it stays longer, great. You have more time to research.
Yeah. And if not, take those screenshots.
It's easy to get distracted and forget about it. And then it goes away and you think, darn it, I missed out on that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you know, you can scroll it on your phone and it's really easy to capture those screenshots and save them for later. So
how do you save them? What's the file name you use for them? The name of the ancestor or the name of the
ancestor?
Name of the ancestor.
I file it in the ancestor file.
Okay. Good to keep in mind. Elizabeth Swanee O'Neill, thank you so much for joining me on The Photo Detective.
Thank you very much for having me, Maureen. And I hope everybody finds lots of relatives at Roots Tech.
Me too. And let us know if you're related.
That's right. If you go to my blog post, there's a link where you can click to see if you're one of my relatives. So please do.
Please do. And we already know that I'm Maureen Taylor _5.
There you go.
There you go.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media, leave me a rating and a review, and if you know of a friend or family member who's also interested in family photographs, share this episode with them too. See you next time. I'm thrilled to be offering something new. Photo Investigations. These collaborative one-on-one sessions look at your family photos. You and I meet to discuss your mystery images and find out how each clue and hint might contribute to your family history. And trust me, these images can reveal so much in your research. I have decades of experience in the photo, genealogy, and history industries. This is your chance to learn from me and discover the stories in your family images. You can find out more by going to MaureenTaylor.com and clicking on Family Photo Investigations.